When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I need information. I thought you might be able to help.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Now tell us everything, everything.
If you're a fan of the show Charmed, you're going to be really excited that Holly Marie Combs and Alyssa Milano will guest star together on Grey's Anatomy. Oh. They're going to play the sisters of a construction worker who is brain dead after an accident. So,
oh,
the episode will premiere on August 10th on ABC.
Maybe they'll use a little hocus pocus.
I don't think they're going
to
be
to get it back.
Well, they're not going to be witches on Grey's Anatomy, Alexis.
No.
That would make it even better.
Well, this is part of a larger thing they're doing on ABC. It's like old casts on new shows, like Cheers. Norm, Cliff, and Rebecca are going to be on the Goldbergs. So,
you know what? I think that is probably to captivate the audience they know is already watching, because the older generation, I think, is still sticking towards network TV.
Yeah.
And newer audiences are maybe just heading towards streaming. So they know that they have that audience.
Speaking of streaming.
Yeah.
Speaking of streaming, CNBC, I'm not joking, just tweeted this 2 seconds ago. I pressed refresh. NBC's streaming service has a new name.
Oh, no.
Peacock.
Oh, that's great.
Peacock.
Okay.
I like that. I think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Jason, you want to give us the sound of a peacock real quick?
Yeah.
Can you?
Live.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me turn the music down.
See, there you go.
Okay, there we go. Okay, great.
It comes with a sound effect at all.
That's great. Okay, Taylor Swift will continue her role as a mentor in the music industry. The Voice has announced she will return for season 17 to fulfill mega mentoring duties.
Mega.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
She did this in season 17. She previously took on the role. So The Voice coaches John Legend and Blake Shelton made the announcement on Instagram. That's a huge win for them.
Big
it
win.
Is.
It
yes.
really does validate the show and sets it apart from other shows.
Yep.
It's the best.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, you probably already knew this, but Christie Brinkley had to quit Dancing with the Stars because she broke her arm in practice. Now, we accept that. We saw all the clips of her, you know, with the doctor and everything. She's out there cheering her daughter on because her daughter took her place. Wendy Williams is accusing her of faking it just so her daughter could take her place.
That's ridiculous, Wendy.
But Christie's denying it. I think, if anything, it wouldn't. I can see the show itself doing that for publicity for the show. And then faking a fake doctor, but that's a little much. I don't know. They
Wendy,
are struggling, though.
Yeah, Wendy, come on. They're not. And this isn't true, Wendy. Come on. I love you.
But she is saying what we're all involved. Thinking, wondering. I was wondering if it was
were?
A publicity
you
stunt.
You were? Oh, I wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. That's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
Okay, appreciate the info.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Be back in an hour. Okay.
And now...
Hey, it's Lisa. They call me Dr. T at the U.
Hey, Dr. T.
Shout out to all my colleagues, the fantastic college advisors in the College of Liberal Arts.
Hello, colleagues.
And now, here they are, the people who entertain me every day on my long commute to the university, Jason and Alexis, on My Talk 107.1.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It just starts in black and white.
And now, magically in color. Good morning,
yes,
everybody.
Peacock.
And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning on MyTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything come home to NBC. I'm Jace with Lex and America's favorite new country western artist, Don McLean. It is Tuesday, September 17th, 2019, our final hour. How are we feeling? Are we going to be able to do it? Pull this off?
Yeah, we got this.
We got this, Dawn. We got this.
We got it.
We've been doing it 500,000 years.
That's right, we have. Yep, that's right, Alex. That's exactly how long we've been on the air.
At least.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to the listener. Speaking of NBC... I was in my car a lot this weekend because I was back and forth from Treasure Island Resort and Casino to see Janet Jackson, Miss Janet, if you're nasty. And so I was playing, you know, I'm a nerd with TV and TV themes, and I love that. And I love a good, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, the networks used to do these giant cheese ball ad campaigns to promote their new fall lineup. And networks used to have slogans back then. Like ABC was, come on along to ABC. And like this one. Which is actually my favorite. I used to pretend that I was in those promos on my grandma's street. I would walk down and like wave to Scooby-Doo and Fonzie and act like I was in those promos. Anyway, yes, I was a troubled child. Anyway, one of my favorites, though, speaking of the news that just broke that NBC is going to call their streaming service Peacock, one of my all-time favorites, and I've played this before when we used to do TVTRL, was an ad campaign back when NBC was huge. Like, it was the network. They had the Golden Girls. They had Miami Vice. They had the Cosby Show. They had A Different World. They had Cheers. I mean, there wasn't a bigger network than NBC. And their promo was, come on home to NBC. Listen to this little blast from the past. Remember that one? Oh, I loved that. Come on home to NBC.
Yes.
That's right. And CBS's was Watch Us, Please.
Please
watch us. No, it's back. The only show they had in the 80s was Dallas and Falcon Crest. That was the only thing people watched on CBS.
Beauty and the Beast.
The only shows people watched on CBS was Dallas and Falcon Crest. Yeah. Now, I played all of this stuff for a very specific reason, because we love a good list on this show. Mm-hmm. We don't like crappy, stupid lists, but we do like a good list, and Alexis has one of those.
This list. It's adorkable.
Yes, it is. We're going to feel really old right now. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Have some realizations that, wow.
Lex, can you stop real quick?
Sure.
Dawn's excitement wasn't up to par. Ask us again?
Yes, all right. You guys ready to feel really old right now? Yeah! That's better.
That was great, yeah.
Some of these I read and thought,
Okay.
For instance, kids who just started their freshman year of high school were born in 2005.
What?
Yep. No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
The kids who just started their freshman year of high school, 2005, when they were born.
Oh, my God.
It's 2019.
Lex is like, Jason, it is right. Let me tell you. Yeah, it's basic subtraction, Jason. It's basic subtraction. Okay, fine. You're right. You're
crazy, right?
That is insanity.
Uh-huh. How about this one? Most school-age kids don't even remember 9/11.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my heart.
18 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
A teacher tweeted out, me on 9/11 to my class. So how did you feel, and where were you when you heard the news? The students, one of them said, I was two.
Oh! Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Well, thanks, Lex.
Yeah. Oh, there's more. The PlayStation turns 25 years old this December, That's also the same age as Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God.
25 years old.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, Tammy, just sent me a text on the 9-11. Yeah, my nephew, Carter, was born in 04.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I can't.
Yeah, so he's a junior in high school.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. No, so he would be, the other way.
Yeah, the other way.
What would that be? Okay. An eighth grader?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Let's feel old.
Oh, thanks, Lex. This is great.
Kelly Clarkson, when she won the first season of American Idol, she was 20 years old.
Yeah.
That was 17 years ago in 2002.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I remember.
Why is she doing this? Why is she doing this?
Boy, we got
your lack of excitement, Dawn. Dawn, your lack of excitement for this a couple minutes ago was totally justified. And I apologize.
Jeez, Will.
I'm thinking about that. I feel like, wasn't it earlier than that? Because I lived in Dallas at the time, and she was from, I think, Burleson, Texas, and I was in her hometown doing an event, and everyone was super excited.
For that first season.
Yeah. 2002?
17 years ago.
Oh, yeah. God. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
And my nephew Carter is a freshman. That makes me feel even older. He's not eighth grade.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so depending on age.
Ooh, Alexis, just cherish those moments with your baby, because before you know it, honestly, they're in third grade and then they're in eighth grade and then they're graduating.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Dawn.
I'm serious.
That is true. I look at my nephew now. I'm like, whoa, you're turning 9? What?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Popular music from the 90s is considered oldies today.
I know. Yes.
God. Oh, no.
Because back when I was a kid, oldies radio was, I always thought of oldies radio as like the 50s and 60s, like the big bopper. Now oldies radio is like the 80s.
Yep.
I will hear some of the grunge songs that we listened to in the 90s on classic rock stations.
Right.
I'm like, really?
We're not that old. Come on now.
Oh.
Speaking of oldies, that 70s show would be called That 90s Show if it aired today.
That's how long ago it was on.
The year difference is the same.
Year difference
right,
is the same.
Lex, am I right on that? So like when,
yep, same
when
distance that's, if it had premiered last year.
No.
Are you almost done? Because this is really depressing.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Oh,
okay.
50 years ago this month, the Brady Bunch, Scooby-Doo, you talked about Scooby-Doo, and Pink Panther, they all turned 50 this month.
Seriously?
Yep, seriously.
I mean, we were watching reruns when we watched Brady Bunch.
True.
The Brady Bunch is 50 years old?
Yes. This month.
There's Alexis's crazy demonic baby.
I hope my baby laughs like that. Won't that be hilarious?
Oh, that's the best day.
For the sake of our show, Lex, yes, I do, actually.
Oh, I get such joy from that. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I just have three more to share, okay?
Oh, goody.
The young children today, they've never been around flip phones. Unless you're my nephews and niece, my dad still has a flip phone. but every other
Auntie
kid.
Auntie Alexis still has a flip phone. Are you kidding me?
I loved my flip phone. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Macaulay Culkin is older now, older than Catherine O'Hara when she played his mom in Home Alone.
So what?
Wait a minute.
Let me read that again, because that didn't come out right.
No.
Macaulay Culkin.
Forget the fun fact. My favorite moment of the show right now just occurred. Alexis, reading the copy, goes, Macaulay Culkin is now older than Catherine O'Hare was when she was...
Oh, no.
Continue, Lex. Oh.
So Macaulay Culkin is older than Catherine O'Hara when she played his mom in Home Alone.
Whoa. That is shocking.
Who stars in Schitt's Creek? Catherine O'Hara.
Yes.
Oh, demonic baby. Isn't that funny?
these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Oh my God. That baby.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Do you have one more? Okay, hold on a minute. Let me set this up dramatically. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our final. Thank goodness the segment's over. Here's our final fun fact that will make us all feel old.
Google was first created 21 years ago on accident.
Jeez, we're old.
Whoa.
Now, get this. It's actually kind of a fun fact wrapped in a I feel old fact because Google was created on accident. It's a spelling error. The original founders first wanted to call it the back rub. Oh. That sounds naughty, right?
The back rub?
Yep.
That's naughty, right? I mean,
gross.
It doesn't have to be.
I mean,
well, no, that's mervy.
You just think, and there's no space. It's back rub, compound word, R capitalized. That's how they were gonna spell it and everything. Then they decided we're not gonna do that. We're gonna change it to Google, but it's Google.
Oh.
They misspelled it, and now we have Google.
That's how Oprah was named. She was named after Ofri, and nobody knew how to spell. She was named after a character in the Bible, a person in the Bible, and no one knew how to spell. So it turned out to be Oprah, and they just left it. Yeah. So
I have a cousin named Chander. It was supposed to be Chandler, but the nurse spelt it wrong, and now he's Chander.
Oh, I love that. By the way, before we go, and Elizabeth will probably have more on this, I have breaking news. This is no joke. So NBC has released the name of their streaming service to be called The Peacock.
Yeah.
And with this news comes some news of shows that will be on the streaming service. And one of them will make any kid of the 90s very excited.
Ooh.
A Saved by the Bell revival series is coming. And it will star Elizabeth Berkley and Mario Lopez.
Will Screech be there? No.
No, he's doing his porn career. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to take a break. Elizabeth today. That's right. She's off.
You'll share more about that as well.
I will share more about that as well because Dawn told me to. Yeah. We'll be back right after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything dirt alert. This is the time to get caught up with the biggest headlines of the day in the world of entertainment. Elizabeth has a day off, so Dawn McClain will handle the duty today. Good morning again,
Dawn. Good morning again. One of the biggest stories out there that happened in the last 24 hours is that we have learned that Liam Hemsworth reportedly learned of his split from Miley Cyrus on social media.
Oh,
that he was
so sad
that he was blindsided by this. And she announced that she was splitting up from him on Instagram. One of her representatives put a statement on August 10th. And then he saw it on Instagram, was like, OK, I guess she's breaking up with me and ending the marriage. She wants to live her true self and her true life. And, you know, after that, she's been hinting towards the fact that she, I think, wants to live her life right now anyway, in a relationship with someone else. Caitlin Carter, who used to be married to Brody Jenner. It's just very strange. He also, well, sources say that he, after he heard of the Instagram post, that he wanted to work things out with her. And maybe see if they could, you know, work out their marriage. But once his family saw all of the pictures of her that she was putting out there with Caitlin, they advised him, don't try anymore with this. This, you just need to let it go.
So sad. So unnecessary. I get it. We're in a different world. We're in a different era when these announcements are made in such fashion, but
it shows a maturity level, though. I mean, if someone that you've married, someone that you've spent, I know they've been on, they were on and off for 10 years, you know, but still, you should
give the courtesy, even know.
Unless it's a fun surprise, you know, that's not.
Hey, you're going to Disney World.
Right. Something like that. But
It's like, it's almost like what really happened here. I don't want to go down the Wendy Williams road here, but is she mad at him? Did he cheat on her? And she found out. So she's like, this is the way I'm going to end the marriage right now. I mean, we haven't heard any of those rumors.
Mm-mm.
So is it ever okay to do this? I would say no. But hey, I'm not Miley Cyrus.
No,
it's just kind of sad and unfortunate.
None of us really are.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going on with her. I know that her parents fully support her because they're seen out in public with Caitlyn and her. Like, her mom just recently went out and did things with all of them. They were all three in the car together. We know that her dad fully supports everything she does. So, you know, I mean, my parents would be like, no, you're not doing that. No, my family would be like, what are you thinking? But who knows?
Hopefully they still want to do stuff with you.
Probably not. I mean, they'd be like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? I don't know.
That's kind of odd,
but whenever, I'm just saying, like, whenever your parents absolutely support everything that you do and they never go, hey, you might want to think twice about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully they're having some kind of talk like that in private.
Yeah, but, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so another story that's out there. Brad Pitt did an interview and he acknowledged that there are a couple of actors out there that he just can't compete with for roles.
Oh.
Which I think was pretty humble of him. He sat down with GQ and he said that his Big Short co-star Christian Bale, that he can't compete with him or Tom Hardy. He says, I can't do what they do. I love watching them, and I just couldn't step into those roles. I want to do the same thing on my end. I just can't bring it like they do.
Mm.
And then he said a lot of it has to do with how much you live your life. You know, he's been a star since he was 21 years old. He realized he's given everything he can to roles with his own personal experience. So he said, I needed to go out and live a life and have things that would give me a rich experience to where I could bring more to my acting roles. So,
I will. Do you want me to update Dawn? Because Dawn's filling in for Elizabeth and Durler. Do you want me to update this breaking news about NBC Universal
Absolutely.
Streaming?
Yeah, let's hear it.
We'll end the Dirt Alert with this. This broke literally within the last 15 minutes. NBC has, and Universal, because Universal owns NBC, has announced big news with their streaming platform. It will be called Peacock. And they also lined up some original programming that will be coming to the streaming service, as well as library titles, they call them. So eventually, Peacock will be the only place, eventually, that you can stream The Office, Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, Bates Motel, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Cheers, Downton Abbey, Everybody Loves Raymond, Frasier. They're also doing new shows, original shows on Peacock. There's going to be a reboot of Battlestar Galactica. There's a show called Dr. Death with Alec Baldwin and Jamie Dornan and Christian Slater. That's a new show. Brave New World will be a show starring Demi Moore.
Is that based on the book?
I don't know. There's a Punky Brewster sequel starring Soleil Moon Frye.
Oh.
And, Alexis, I saved the best news for you, another Psych movie. The USA's hugely successful Psych
show.
Yeah. Plus movies from Universal like Aaron Brockovich, Dallas Buyers Club, Brokeback Mountain, E.T., blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, Peacock launching next year. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Pretty as a peacock. When we come back, mentally, is it good for your mental health to start decorating for Christmas right now? Dawn will tell you when we return. Sorry, Lizzo. I always hate interrupting you, but I have to.
Right.
You got to go back to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything peacock mating calls.
Whoa.
I'm Jace with Lex.
Whoa.
And Dawn McClain. Oh, I haven't done any hunting yet today.
Oh, no.
What are we hunting? Oh, no.
They're sweet. Come on.
They offer that. Geez.
They're going to get you back. The owls are not what they seem.
Okay, fine,
you know?
Fine. I missed that one anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What should I go for today? Let's see here. No, I can't shoot a loon.
That's our bird.
No, that's our bird.
Well, you really want to shoot birds. Okay.
There we go. 8:33. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for being our friend. We're going to talk about Christmas decorations in just a little bit, but Tuesday at 8:30 also means that Dawn gives Lex and I basically a quiz. How connected are we really?
Yeah.
After we're going, this is our 11th year. We're on our 11th year of doing the show together. How connected are we truly?
Yes.
Are we really? Right, Dawn?
Yes, even across different cities, you know. He is at Fox, and Alexis is here with me in a separate room. So we're going to see how connected you are with Mind Meld.
Want to play a game? It's a mind reading game. Here's how it works.
I will say a category, and after a 3-second count, Jason and Alexis will try to say the same thing at the same exact time. Jason has a slight delay, so he will hear it just slightly later. If you hear them say it in a, you know, he's a little bit behind, that's okay because he hears it at the same time. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Anything you need to do to prepare?
Alex, if you need to do that thing, yeah.
Ooh, I'm ready.
She looks ready. Okay, here we go.
Can you read these thoughts?
I really want to get inside your head. See what you see. Know what you know. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Plastic surgery procedure. 3, 2, 1.
Botox.
Nose job.
Primary color. 3, 2, 1.
Red.
Show on HBO. 3, 2, 1.
6 feet under.
A Golden Girl. 3, 2, 1.
Blanche.
Makeup product. 3, 2, 1.
Blush. Lipstick.
Fruit juice. 3, 2, 1.
Orange.
Apple.
Farm tool. 3, 2, 1.
Ho!
Famous basketball player. 3, 2, 1.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Orange colored food. 3, 2, 1.
Candy Orange. Corn.
Daytime talk host. 3, 2, 1.
Oprah.
Oh my gosh, you guys. That was great. 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 5 out of 10 right today.
Wow. Alexis.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
We are connected.
We are connected.
Wow, that's great. I thought you both would say Jason Matheson.
No, no, we're talking good ones.
Oh,
good ones.
Yes, God. And I did actually participate on the farm tool. I want to acknowledge that I sent out a message for both of you to say ho.
Yeah.
With my mind. So
is there really another one? There's
no.
Really not.
Yeah, what else did they use? I think that's it. Yeah.
only the ho.
Good job. Good job.
Okay, now, Dawn, I'm going to properly set up this next conversation we're going to have. I think there's really only one way to do it.
Sure.
I don't know. I think you'd agree with me.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got to go, guys. Oh, no.
Why am I playing this song, Dawn?
Oh, my gosh, the heart palpitations.
Okay, the British publication in the Daily Mail, you know, that's a very reputable service there.
Right.
They talked to 2 psychiatrists who say that the urge to decorate for Christmas is tied to nostalgia and childhood magical emotions of excitement.
Ooh, I like that.
And, you know, we don't really find those feelings that are new. It's hard to capture those emotions in your everyday life. So putting up the decorations early, they say, just extends the excitement and can help make us happier.
Leaving them up past Christmas does the same thing.
So no, if you taking down your wreath in March, woman. Yes, no.
So childhood magical emotions of excitement can really only be found through nostalgia. So this is a great way to go. You should do it now. For instance, when I was in Red Wing, I saw through the window. I'm really into Halloween decorations, but I saw these super cute gnomes that mm-hmm. had these red and green hats. And I was like, oh, I would love to put those up for Christmas right now.
Yeah, why not? You do you, Don. If it makes you happy.
I'm listening to Christmas music right now.
Are you?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
That's right. Oh. Or there's the long version.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle, 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 jingle.
Oh, that is intense.
That one might be worse.
Yes, that is worse.
Well, that is the that's the original. That's the Barbara Streisand that Rocco looped for Alexis. This is it's literally looped.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing jangle. 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 Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing jangle.
I already feel like I'm late getting all my gifts and trimming the tree.
Oh,
woof.
Lex, if you if we start getting to your ninth month and you just want that baby out, we should just play that song on repeat.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I think that might be appropriate for that one instance.
Oh, goodness.
Ruining a classic. Oy.
I decorated the earliest I've ever decorated last year. Remember, I was in my stag, my stag frenzy.
It was before Halloween, right?
No, nutty, nutty nut bag. No, it was, but it was at the beginning of November.
Uh-huh.
I had stuff up for a good month and a half.
Mm.
Which is a long time.
Sure.
And I think I'm going to do it again because I'm still hashtag stag crazy. You know, I love my stags.
That's right.
So, and remember, I spent like $80,000 last year.
On stags. You kept buying stags.
I got new. Yes.
We had to tell you, okay, you should
stop.
Hold off on the stags.
Mm-hmm.
But when, Lex, all kidding aside, when do you usually decorate for Christmas?
Well, usually it's early December.
Yeah.
But you're right. Last year I decorated pretty early. I think I might even decorate earlier than last year.
Yeah, and you actually decorated.
Yes, I did. Some figures I just, nothing gets out. My vintage trees, you know, that's so easy. You put them out, you plug them in, done.
Yeah.
Remember Lex, the wreath one year that she leaves up forever?
Oh, though? Right. My Boy Scout wreath stays up, though. I mean, it's festive, and there's still snow on the ground.
Okay.
It becomes her Valentine's Day wreath, and then it becomes her Easter wreath, and then it becomes her St. Patrick's Day. And then this year, it extended all the way to the 4th of July wreath. That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't quite make it that long, but you're right, though. It would be okay.
How long actually did you leave that wreath up, Lex?
I think it came down in March. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay, Alexis, that's a long time.
It still felt Christmassy though. You know, it was cold and bare.
It's March.
True.
But you have gone March through two more holidays. Yeah.
True.
Three, if you count New Year's. I can't. I just.
But I do love this whole magical childhood excitement that it is true. We get that. You know, in my craft room, I have a little space that's all Christmassy all year round. And I look at that little shelf and I'm like, oh, it's so cute. It's all vintage Christmas and my favorite with mercury balls and just really cool, shiny, bright.
Balls?
My vintage folks will know what I'm talking about here.
What are mercury balls?
Oh, that's they're glass, and that's how they used to be. Now they don't make them anymore because
they're dangerous.
They use mercury to make them. Oh, it's dangerous. So if you find them, it's a nice little treasure. But there's garland. There's little
crazy
beads.
After you hang them up. But other than that, no big deal.
That's fine. You start quacking like a duck, but I mean, you're fine.
That childhood magic is just delirium and hallucinating, but yeah.
You know, same difference. You get the same effect, right?
Right.
You know what mercury balls reminds me of, Dawn?
What?
Jingle balls.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle jangle. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing jangle. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing jangle. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing jangle.
I cannot be alone. Does that just make you crazy, that song?
Whoa. Oh.
I actually do think the Streisand version is substantially worse than the Amy Grant version. I really, really do.
Oh, it's intense. It's like, whoa.
It's very intense. Yeah. It's, yeah. Oh, you okay, Lex?
Yeah. I think so. Oh, Corinna's with me. She feels nauseated by the jingle bells.
Nauseated.
He says her nerves are all jangly.
Oh. My nerves are
jangly.
Me too.
That's the best tweet ever, Corinne. My nerves are jangly.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, ding jangle. 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 Jingle bell, jingle bell, ding jangle.
It just makes me think they were doing a lot of cocaine. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It is coming up on 8:44. Guys, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back to wrap up the show right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn, or as, like I said, B. Arthur just calls us, The Morning Show.
The radio home of Colleen and Bradley, Lori and Julia, Donna and Steve, and The Morning Show.
Yeah.
On My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Yeah, thanks, B. We have a name. We have names.
Yeah.
Speaking of B. Arthur, Troll never texted back.
Oh.
Are we sure she still works here?
She had a migraine, didn't she?
She yesterday? Did. Oh.
Was that yesterday? I knew. Oh, yeah, either that or a couple days ago.
It must have been yesterday because I took off Thursday and Friday, so I remember her.
She was having it Thursday and Friday, too.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's what it is. By the way, Alexis, as Michael Jackson once sang, you are not alone.
Oh, yes.
Not only are we hearing from people on Twitter, for instance, let me get to one of my favorites. Andrea writes to Dawn, please make Jason stop playing that horrendous song. I'm stressed out. And then,
right.
Oh, I'm going to make him stop. Okay.
And then I heard, Lex, you'll love this. I heard from my best friend, our mutual friend, Jen. Jen writes, Jason, that song triggers my severe motion sickness.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Oh, sorry, yep. Jen. Yeah, sorry.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells.
Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry, guys. It is. I'll wait till, I won't play that again till December. I promise. Yeah,
we are 98 days from Christmas.
Okay, it was 99 earlier. Now are you just making up dates?
No, it's always been 98. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was 99, yeah.
Okay. Are we sure? Didn't she say 99, Donna?
I think she said 98.
But no, she did. Okay. Yeah. Oh, darn it. Anyway.
Yeah. ChristmasClock.com if you need a countdown till Christmas.
Christmas. Are you kidding me? That's a thing?
It's Xmas clock if you're Googling. But yes. Yep. It's a thing. It has it down to the hours, minutes, and seconds.
Okay. I got to go to
98
this now.
Days, 15 hours, 8 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on
zero
a minute.
Seconds.
Christmas. Yeah. Xmas clock. Christmas.
XmasClock.com.
Clock.com. Okay.
Yep. Wow. That's all
there
it is.
It is.
That's
98
it.
98 days, 15 hours, 7 minutes, and 47, 46, 45 seconds.
Till Christmas. Yep.
Oh, wow. That's why, when you put it in those terms, like just days, why that seems that seems frightening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so close.
That doesn't seem that far away.
Oh, do you feel like some people get angry about people putting decorations up early for Christmas? And I've always wondered why. Do you think it's because they feel like they have more of an association that it's the end of the year and they have a lot of things to do yet? Or it's like, I have to spend that money on presents, so I'm feeling anxious that I haven't planned? I don't know.
Yeah, or the lights maybe bother their eyes.
Oh, God.
Or maybe you're right, though. Maybe it's probably deeper than that. It's probably needing to buy gifts or bitterness of maybe not getting gifts as a child.
Oh my goodness. Like, so going
just
to a
brings
very
back
dark
old
place.
Trauma. Santa didn't bring enough.
Oh, Alexis.
Hit the crap.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about mercury balls again?
Yeah.
Let's go back to mercury balls.
Piece right there. Yeah.
No, Lex, now tell me, now all kidding aside, before Don and Steve come in here.
Yes.
You know, where do you keep these mercury balls? Please tell me you keep them out of because I don't want Angel putting them in his mouth or anything. I want you guys to be safe.
Yeah, when I get home, I'll take a picture of my Christmas shelf in my craft room. It's all vintage stuff. But it's high. The dogs can't get to it. It's in a little cabinet. So it's just a cute little, I look up and think, oh. Look at that. And I love ladies, Christmas. Yes?
I know you do. I have breaking news. I have breaking news before Don and Steve get here.
Yeah, what's up?
Here we go. B. Arthur is alive. She just tweeted, I hate you. So there we go.
Okay, yeah. So she's feeling great.
She is feeling fine, yeah. She still works here. I was just checking.
Yeah.
Do we have Don and Steve here?
Not yet. Nope.
No. But let me tell you about this online auction we've got going on here.
It's
the fall online auction. And you can go to mytalk1071.com right now. Click on there. We have all kinds of things, events, cosmetic enhancements, cleaning, beauty, amusement parks, aquariums. It'll blow your mind.
It'll blow your mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You totally blow your mind.
Yeah. There you go. Get some auctioning on.
Get your auction
get some
on, everybody.
Good stuff for good prices.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I didn't say that one earlier. I think I did, actually.
Oh, my gosh, did you?
Yeah, I think I did.
I just didn't mark
it down. Yeah,
because
I said I sold the Lexus off on that auction. I said you can also hang out with a Lexus. Yeah.
Well, either way, the 8 o'clock people need to know about it.
They need to know about it.
Steve.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's very fun.
We'll see a little
thank
YMCA next. Yeah.
Steve Patterson and Donna D. Valentine is here to talk about what's coming up on Donna and Steve. Good morning, Donna. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. We got to put an end to this 35W stuff.
Yeah, we've decided.
This what's is going
just
on?
3
what's...
miles per hour for like 6 miles. Yeah. It's just. It's
it was a weird.
Getting
a weird
really.
Day. It was a weird
I'm
day.
Sorry,
it's
you two.
Exhausting. Get in your GPS says before you leave, it'll take you an hour and 9 minutes to get to work.
It's in September.
Yeah. It's how long it took me, too.
Well, on behalf of all of us, we appreciate your effort.
Well, thank you. We're glad you're here.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, you know? Good
go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you, unless you're a terrible person. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. It's Tuesday. Get some stuff done. 98 days till Christmas. Come on, guys.